This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger. It's Loose, Reformation, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So, a lot of people have a lot of questions about what is or is not going to happen with the ATF. I just happen to know somebody that crosses swords with them on a regular basis and sometimes walks away with a little blood dripping off of his blade. Joining me once again is Stephen Stambalia, attorney at law. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. What about you?
I've been having, I'm allergic to something, obviously. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's all of this nonsense going on around me. I don't know. I just keep getting all congested.
Well, there's a lot of nonsense.
Yeah. So you mentioned, he texted me right as we were going on the air, that you had breaking news.
Yes, I did text you, and I just got a hold off request, which is kind of bizarre. You know, a couple minutes before you're about to say something, I feel like Lynn Wood, unfortunately. But, you know, it doesn't discount the stuff that we found out in the past 2 weeks, two and a half weeks about the ATF trying to reclassify pistol braces. You know, they don't really like the pistol braces, and so they're making them stocks now, which means if you've got a pistol brace, certain pistol braces, of course, on your AR pistol, then guess what? It's not an AR pistol. It's a short barrel rifle.
Oh, no.
And, yep. Yep. And, you know, they've done that. A big FOIA that I got, it was within the past 2 weeks. All these days just kind of run together for me. But it's in the past 2 weeks where the ATF has looked at the SB Tactical SBA3 and has said they've told SB Tactical multiple times that this is a stock and, you know, stop doing what you're doing. And they claim, and I don't have this information, but this is what the ATF claims, is that SB Tactical is still showing it to be, you know, ATF compliant or ATF approved on their website. I've got the documents and I published them, which is what I do when I get FOIAs, because I think the public has a right to know, you know, what's going on.
And, absolutely.
And how else would you know what the ATF is going to do? You know, is this going to be another bump stock thing where, you know, Trump's going to direct them to classify pistol braces as stocks, and then we're going to be fighting that for years on the courts? But no, I mean, that's a big deal, because a lot of people are using the braces, and I mean, I think it's a very important thing to know if you've got a felony in your hands or not.
Well, I'm not going to identify. I don't have an SB Tactical brace on my AR pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And thus far, I've heard nobody mentioning the name brand that I have, so I'm not going to mention it at this moment.
Sure.
Just to keep from hexing myself. However, how many millions of SB Tactical braces are there on the street today?
I couldn't even begin to give you an estimate over how many millions there are. And, you know, SB Tactical makes a number of different braces, and we don't have a determination from the ATF where they've said, you know, these aren't stocks or these are stocks, other than from what I've seen, the SBA 3. Now, the ATF has made, I think, a flawed statement when they say no one has sent in an SBA 3 for approval. And that's not true, because Mr. Len Savage sent in a firearm with an SBA 3 brace to ATF over 18 months ago, and he still hasn't been responded to by the ATF to classify the device that he was wanting to make and market and sell. So I think the ATF is being a little disingenuous. It's not really surprising given what they do, but, you know, for them to say that you haven't submitted an SBA 3 for approval, I think is probably not very true.
So is it just one brace that they're saying is not allowed, or is it a few braces? Because I had read where they had said that they had only ever approved two braces, but they'd come out with all of these other different braces.
Right.
And supposedly this was where the, because they didn't send each individual brace out there. So is it all of the braces except for the two? Where are they going with this?
So yes and no, which is a really terrible answer. But, you know, SB Tactical didn't have to get their devices approved or, you know, classified by the ATF. That's something that they do voluntarily. That's something that all of the industry does voluntarily. But it's nice to know what the ATF is thinking about your product before you spend, you know, hundreds of thousands or, you know, millions of dollars manufacturing and marketing it. So with regard to what the ATF has said, I believe that they said, you know, we've only, quote, approved, unquote, two of your braces, but this one that we've reviewed, the SBA 3, is for sure a stock, and, you know, we've, quote, told you over and over to cease and desist or whatever else. And, you know, the ATF has put up the document saying that that's what they've said, and SB Tactical, I think, has said that, you know, they did, in fact, send a submission in, and they haven't heard anything back. Well, I submitted a FOIA back in May, I think it was in May, yeah, on behalf of Mr. Len Savage, for any submission samples that were over 15 months old at the time, which that would encompass the SBA 3, if in fact SB Tactical sent it in. And I didn't get anything back from an ATF with an SB Tactical approval, you know, classification request. So, I mean, you know, who's telling the truth here? Somebody's lying. I don't know who it is. It's either the ATF or it's SB Tactical, or maybe it's both. I don't know.
Well, I would really like to know who it is in particular, because couldn't that all be solved by simply just going to the two stocks they've approved? Or are they going after all the stocks?
I don't think they're going after all of the stocks yet, but you have to remember, this is the ATF. They're the ones that, you know, said for over, you know, 10 plus years that bump stocks weren't machine guns. And then we have a tragedy happen, and then magically all these bump stocks that were, you know, approved, reapproved, reapproved again, are now machine guns. And they're also the agency that classified a 12-inch long shoestring as a machine gun as well. So they had this, and a lot of people don't realize this, but there was this person that had a rifle that he secured a shoestring with a loop on the end of it, like a metal loop. And the ATF said, as it's on this weapon, it's a machine gun. A shoestring, because they considered it a conversion device. And then, you know, it's a big joke, right? Because how can you have machine guns on your feet? Because everyone has shoelaces, right? So if they're machine guns, and I've got two on me right now because I'm wearing tennis shoes with shoelaces. So anyway, they reclassified it again. And, well, just because it's a shoelace, we're not holding that all shoelaces are machine guns, just when you attach it in a certain way. And I've got the document. I'll send it to you. It's really dumb. But that's the kind of stuff that the ATF does.
So, with this, and I just saw your second text you sent me.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. We'll talk about the next thing when we get back. Stephen Stambolia, he and Alan Beck, they're out there. They're the ones pursuing the Young case, which is still in play. But at the same time, he's got a lot of irons in the fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD. at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Stephen Sambalia, attorney at law. As far as these braces are concerned, now I know you said the ATF does not like pistol braces. Is that all pistol braces, just the SB tactical pistol brace? I would assume they don't like any of them.
They don't like any of them. And two of the head honchos at the ATF were talking recently on this call with the other ATF people, and that's one of their targets, this pistol brace thing that they want to get rid of. It's on their top list. Remember when Trump was elected and that guy released his white paper? What was it, the Turk white paper came out, yeah. Where they wanted the Hearing Protection Act and a whole bunch of other stuff that we were basically fed a bill of goods on that we never got.
Right.
That's what they're doing now, because they see the writing on the wall that Biden's going to be, installed, inaugurated, whatever you want to call it. And so they're trying to curry the good graces with the new anti-gun administration by saying that this is the stuff that we can go after now. But they don't like the pistol braces because I think they see it as a way to get around the NFA, the National Firearms Act, and, the registration and the extra money and the make work stuff that you have to do to, fill out your forms, pay your taxes, and, it's employment for the ATF, and then they can hold it over your head if you don't do it right and prosecute you.
Yeah, but I mean, the NFA, I would love to know who set it up. I'm sure, how many times do you think with the NFA they've sat back and said, $200 was a lot of money back in 1933. But we got people spend that much per month on Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah. There's been some bills in Congress to index the tax stamp to inflation, which would be like, $2,000, $3,000 now. Might even be more than that. So, they wanted the NFA, when it was first put in 1934, to make it so expensive that no one could afford to do anything, make a machine gun, transfer a suppressor or anything like that. They didn't want anyone to deal with this type of weapons or accessories or anything. So, now it's like $200 is, it's coffee money, right? So
yeah.
It's not really a deterrent anymore. But if you go on the ATF website now and you look up the National Firearms Act, they don't make any bones about what the NFA was supposed to do, and that was supposed to deter everyone from playing in the National Firearms Act type weapon, period, just to stop the trade because it was so much money.
Right. Well, as far as the NFA, as far as the ATF, back to the ATF again, with the ATF, are they supposed to be simply a regulatory group, an enforcement group? Or are they supposed to be a lobbying group? Because it sort of sounds like they're lobbying right now.
Yeah, I mean they're law enforcement, and they regulate the firearm industry to a certain degree, and they regulate the licensees, the FFLs and the SOTs. Beyond that, they're obviously not supposed to lobby. They're not supposed to come out and make their own policy. But you see, that's what they do. And we're not going to ever stop it unless Congress gets in and does something, and they're not going to do anything because, again, I go back to Trump. When he was elected, we had the House and the Senate and the presidency. We could have gone in and fixed a whole bunch of stuff that needed to be fixed.
Right.
And now we're nowhere near we're not going to be able to do anything now. Especially if we lose the Senate. I mean, we're in a really bad spot right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to think that I think in the House right now, I think the Democrats are so spooked in the House. I think they're sort of I'm wanting to believe that they're sort of afraid to do anything that, is so extreme. I don't know. Pelosi's, this is supposedly her last trip around, carrying the gigantic gavel and everything. But I like I said, I don't know what that's going to hold up. All I know is that I'm real tired of playing defense.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've had this argument a few times with a few people. I had. Do you know who Rob Pincus is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had Pincus on the show, and I tore him up because he didn't like Trump, which is fine. But, I mean, what's your alternative? Is he running for president? Is there any chance he could have been president? And are you saying that we can withstand this? Because I'm sure that they were learning. I'm sure they looked back and said, you know, well, last time when it was Barack Obama, we had everything at one point, and we never got gun control.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they're going to try to rectify that now. So, you know, some of these guys, their fallback point is, we got to hold the Senate in Georgia. Well, let me tell you something, pal. We need to – I'm tired of this stuff. When you fight – you cannot win a fight defensively.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know that. I mean
– Yeah, the only way you win it defensively is if you tire the other person out, but, you know – you can't tire the Democrats out. They're always the left, I should say. They're always pushing and they're always coming up with new junk to foist down our throats. I mean, you look in California, you look in Hawaii, in New York, and New Jersey. I mean, they will keep coming at you and keep coming at you, and you never have a chance to recover from your, you know, just constant defensive maneuvers. And, you know, that's not a way to win things. And so we have wasted the first 2 years of the Trump presidency with nonsense impeachment hearings, nonsense Russia, just absolute nonsense after nonsense, when we could have been going in there and doing what we elected him to do, draining the swamp, you know, cutting regulations and literally making America as great as it once was. And we've lost all of that.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. When I was asking, like, Pincus if he believes the left plays the long game, he's like, I don't think there's any evidence of that. I don't know about him. I really don't know about him. Anyway,
yeah, I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
What, do they play the long game?
Oh, yeah, of course they do. Look at them. But see, they do both. They play the short game and the long game, and we're sitting back with a shield up, you know, saying, don't hit me anymore.
Well, they definitely throw as much against the wall. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Stephen is an attorney at law. He's out there arguing cases, discovering cases, creating cases, fighting cases. He does take Christmas Day off. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are hurting. We're in the thick of one of the worst national crises in modern memory.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on the Senate floor on Wednesday regarding a new coronavirus stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican continues.
They need the House and the Senate to stop chasing our tails and make a law. We've spent July, August, September, October, and November trying different ways to create common ground.
Federal antitrust authorities in dozens of states are filing antitrust lawsuits accusing Facebook of illegally trampling competitors and buying up emerging rivals to secure the dominance of its 2.7 million member social network. The FTC is expected to file its own suit against Facebook in D.C. federal court. You're listening to USA Radio News. A California restaurant owner's outrage over Los Angeles County's new outdoor dining ban is going viral after she posted an emotional video online. Angela Mardson, owner of the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill in Sherman Oaks, posted a video that showed a production company was set up right next to hers and they were allowed to be open. Meanwhile, she had to close the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill down. She joins MSNBC and says this isn't about politics.
It's about people, and that's what I keep trying to say. I don't blame Good Girl Productions or whoever was filming there. Like, the entertainment industry has been decimated. They need to work, you know. Mm-hmm. But small businesses, we are destitute. I mean, we're looking at something worse than the Great Depression.
Canadian health officials are approving the coronavirus vaccine developed by drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. We'll have to revisit this thing you were letting me know about before the show.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyhow, regarding the ATF, what does the ATF do anything nowadays with alcohol and tobacco and with any of this other stuff?
And explosives.
And explosives, yeah.
Take the fun out of everything. I know they do because that's what they do, and I'm sure there's still some alcohol agents out running around, busting up grandpappy's spill every once in a while. And actually they do stuff with explosives as well. I have a friend who form-warned a binary grenade, like totally legit binary grenade, and they came and seized his fuse for the grenade, the serialized portion, and said that they shouldn't have approved it, essentially, and they're forfeiting it.
Okay.
Yeah, because they can. I mean, because the ATF just says, well, we shouldn't have approved that, and we're going to take it back from you, and you can fight us in court if you want. So, something that, you go through the proper channels and file the form and pay the tax and manufacture it, and then they come back, years later, and say, we shouldn't have done that. Give it back. Send armed agents into his office. No, they, what do they do well? I don't know what they do well. I don't think anything.
Well, I mean, I guess my question is this. Background checks and everything are done by the FBI.
Correct. Except for NFA, which the FBI told the ATF, you're going to have to do your own background checks for NFA items because they got into a little bit of a skirmish as to who should do background checks for NFA. And so the ATF does background checks only for the for that.
But, and FFL, okay, is that why it takes so long to get an NFA item?
That's a really good question. They would like you to believe that the background check is what's holding it up. That's not true, because if you think about it, I could go into Walmart or any place that still has guns for sale and, you know, get an automatic background check on NICS, right? So why can't the ATF also use NICS, which they do, essentially? They're using the FBI system. It's just they're doing the background check themselves. So, no, and I don't think it has anything to do with the background check taking too long. You might have some that take a while, but it's not going to be the 6 to 8 months that it takes for the ATF to approve a form.
Let me rephrase the question, counselor, if I may. So if I go through a background check and I can buy a gun, and I and the same authority that allows me to buy a gun is the same way that I get the concealed carry permit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm permitted and I can buy all the guns I want. And in my state, I don't even have to go through the background check anymore.
Right.
What is different about the NFA check? I mean, besides the fact that it's the NFA check and it's something I have to go through them, what criteria, besides fingerprints and some of this other nonsense, do I have to go through? What is different about their check?
The main thing that's different is they're not going to accept your permit as a waiver, as a NICS waiver. So if you, like, I don't know, put a copy of your permit in the Form 4 application, they're not going to just say, oh, it's Bill Frady. He's got a permit from his state and he's good to go. They run their own background check. But what's different? There's nothing different. They still hit the same indices that the FBI hits. So there's nothing different. It's the ATF. You know, they don't have hundreds of examiners working these files, and they should. You know, the NFA actually pays a lot of it for them, you know, pays for itself with all of the revenue that they take from, you know, multiple $200 tax payments. So, a lot of people don't understand this, though. That money doesn't go to the ATF. It goes into the general treasury budget. It should go to the ATF so they can, you know, get some better systems, get some computerized systems, bring back e-file and e-forms. But they just don't. I mean, I did a FOIA for another attorney a really long time ago when the Office of Inspector General audited the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record, which is where all of the NFA items are registered. And a lot of the IOI, the special agents, the other people that worked within the system said that it's run like a third world Department of Motor Vehicle.
I mean, it's like going and getting a driver's license in Bolivia.
But think about how bad that has to be. Because, you know, in Mississippi, I spent like 4 hours at the DMV just to get my license renewed. And that's a really long time, and it's not a really good system. But think about what a third-world DMV would look like, and that's what they're saying, the NFRTR and the NFA branch. That's how it's run. Now, this is a couple years ago, but, I mean, I just can't imagine that it's gotten any better.
So would I be – one of the things I'm thinking about doing is just taking my AR-15 pistol and just SBRing it and just filing the form and getting that done. Would that be premature to do that? Because how much time would they give us to spin this around if they do manage to do what they're wanting to do?
Well, I mean, I don't honestly know what their timeline is for this. If they're even, you know, this could be like a trial balloon to see how this is going to blow over. And you know, the bump stock stuff took a long time for it to promulgate through the rules. They're supposed to do it by a rule, by the way, but, you know, who knows? They're probably not going to do it that way because Trump's not going to be here anymore to do it to force them to do it through a rule.
Right.
So I don't know what the timeline's going to be for that. I don't really like Form 1 SBRs because, you know, if you were, like, I go to Louisiana a lot for various things. So, like, if I went to Louisiana with my SBR, with an SBR, I have to get pre-approval from the ATF to take it across state lines. Like, and all NFA is like that except a suppressor. So, you know, if you had just an air pistol with a nice brace on it, you wouldn't have to get pre-approval. But as soon as they, you know, as soon as you make it an SBR, then it's like, oh, I've got to get, you know, the ATF to approve a form before I take it across state lines. Or guess what? That's a felony.
Now, would were they to attempt to do this? Were they to try to make this rule? Would you guys descend on this like a bunch of locusts on dead livestock? I mean, Yeah,
I do. I really do.
I feel like the bump stock's going to be back at some point.
There's a Tenth Circuit case right now that the Tenth Circuit wants to rehear in Monk. And of course, you know, we've got, the Codria and the Guedes case in DC. And then there's another case, Maryland Shall Issue v. Hogan out of Maryland, that's going up for a petition for certiorari at the Supreme Court, not on bump stocks per se, but it's on Maryland's, rapid fire trigger activator ban and whether or not you get compensation for the personal property that they basically made you destroy.
Right.
So it's not like 100% on point, but it's close. And we'll see what the Supreme Court does with that.
I got some big bombshells coming up in the next segment. I'm speaking with attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. You heard him. He loves to fight. That's what I like about him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Stephen Sambolini, attorney at law. We've been discussing the shenanigans coming out of the ATF. However, I do want to throw a hypothetical at you and just see what your thoughts are on this.
Sure.
How old are you, Stephen? Aren't you in your 30s?
I'm 42.
Well, you're a young-looking 42 kid. Anyway.
There you go.
Anyway, check this out. Now, do you remember when Clarence Thomas was being confirmed for the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I watched something other than a confirmation, but you can call it a confirmation.
Sure. And do you remember what he said to Senator Joe Biden at the time?
I watched it recently, actually.
Yeah. Now, with Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court, this renders John Roberts, irrelevant.
Yes.
Although I do think that he will probably try to vote on some of these majority opinions with them so he can direct who writes the majority opinion.
That's right. Yep.
But if he doesn't, we don't need him.
That's right.
So in that with Trump, he does have a bunch of laughs on his way out the door if everything goes the wrong way.
He has done a great job at appointing judges and getting them confirmed. And, you know, that I think is going to be his legacy. That's just my opinion. But the judicial nominations have reshaped what we have, what we expect from our circuits and our courts. And I mean, he's just, it's mind boggling how many judges that he's appointed.
Well, I know that Thomas, and I'll go ahead and say it. I sort of look at this now as the Thomas court, because I think Thomas is dying to have a little fun with Joe Biden. And I think should they attempt to pass some sort of legislation to ban AR-15 semi-automatic weapons, standard capacity magazines, and all these other things. What do you think? How would that actually play out, do you think?
if they attempted to ban them at the federal level.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I guess it's going to depend on how they try to ban them, if there's grandfather provisions in. You know, if they did it like machine guns, I'm not sure you're going to have – I don't really want to speculate on that. But, you know, how they did machine guns in 1986 is they just said basically you can't have any new ones. You can keep the old ones as long as they were properly registered. But you can't really register magazines. They're not serialized. There's no way that you can know when they were manufactured. So I'm not really sure how you can do that other than, you know, but when you look at a machine gun, you know, it's got a serial number. It had to have been registered before. So there's a bunch of different, like, impediments to doing something like magazines that they don't have when they're doing something that's serialized and easier to control and to track than a magazine. Because, I mean, you know, you can get hundreds of magazines delivered to your house in a UPS box. So anyways, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with that. I do think that,
there would be lawsuits all over the place, wouldn't there?
Yeah, of course there'll be lawsuits, but you know, hopefully we can get a case like, Duncan v. Becerra that's out of, the Ninth Circuit right now that they have not granted en banc rehearing yet. That held that magazines, that they couldn't ban all these, quote, high-capacity magazines. So if that goes up to the Supreme Court, like if the en banc court doesn't take it up and poo-poo all over it like the Ninth Circuit has done with every other case, then I think California will try to appeal it to the Supreme Court, and maybe we'll get something from the Supreme Court. And it's a good possibility, you know, that they say you can't ban high capacity magazines, and then Congress won't really have a method to come in and ban them if the Supreme Court's already said you can't ban them. That would be nice if the Supreme Court would, you know, do its job.
Well, I mean, I know that it seems like Gorsuch and Thomas and Kavanaugh and maybe even Alito, that's four of them. It seems like those guys have been dying to get a case out there. The only thing they don't want to do is, and this is just my supposition, they don't want to get a case in there because they could get it in there. There's four of them there. They could get that in front of them. But if they can't pass it, if they can't push it back or strike it down or something, doesn't that sort of do some permanent damage or at least some long lasting damage?
Oh, of course it does. I mean, you know, because if they've got four votes but not the fifth vote, then the liberals, that you can include Roberts in that, is going to say, well, you know, maybe Heller was wrongly decided. Let's you know, walk it back a little bit. Or let's say you can only have, you know, a gun that holds 2.2 bullets because that's the average number that someone shoots in a self-defense shooting. And, you know, or like Pinkus, and we can just all have revolvers.
Well, I mean, I just now with Amy Coney Barrett on there. What do you think of her, Second Amendment-wise?
I think she's great. I mean, you know, the only real Second Amendment case we've got from her is her dissent, and I can't remember the case name, where she was talking about, you know, the rights of felons. And, I mean, the rights of felons, you know, and I'm not talking about someone that's been convicted of murder and is, you know, still in prison or, you know, the high recidivism rate or something like that. Someone that lied on a mortgage application 25 years ago and got a, what we call a paper felony, a nonviolent felony. No court has yet said a nonviolent felon can have his rights restored. And, you know, there's cases out in Washington federal court right now that's going up for review at the Supreme Court about a guy that was committed to a mental institution when he was a juvenile and has lived, you know, a perfect life since then, no harm to anyone at all. And the courts, like the Ninth Circuit, in fact, said, you know, basically once a mental health commitment, always a mental health commitment. And you're never going to have your Second Amendment rights back. And that's wrong. You know, I mean, if you're a normal, productive member of society, you have all of the rights, including the inalienable ones that, hey, they're not so inalienable, are they?
No.
Exactly.
No, not when you have activist courts in place, huh?
That's
so,
right.
I myself, you know, if you're out there and you're one of these felony marijuana abusers, I don't see what the problem is about having your rights restored. But I just don't see, I'm sure they're going to try. But see, what you're talking about when you talk about grandfathering and everything, you got to remember, this is a different Democratic Party than it was in the 90s. I mean, and I know you know this. They want to defund the police, and look at who he's bringing in. He looks like Obama light, except he's bringing in a just a hodgepodge of hard left people. Yeah. I mean, they're just hard left commies coming in there. Some of them that have been, you know, out there pushing rioting and all this other stuff. So, I mean, I think part of the problem he's going to have is just trying to get his cabinet confirmed. That ought to be fun to watch when that happens. But when it does happen,
unless they take the Senate.
Yeah. Well.
Yikes.
If they take the Senate, then, you know, we'll see what they do. I think the left is going to commit seppuku or harakiri, whichever one you want to call it. I think they're going to commit that with dull spoons.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
And I mean, if they do push some of the stuff, and I mean, when you got people like rank and file Democrats in the House of Representatives screaming at you in a conference call about we're going to get destroyed, this is looking like an apocalypse coming up in 2022.
I hope so. I mean, you know, because honestly, I don't want to be defeatist, and I don't feel like I'm being defeatist, but you know, I don't feel like we can take a whole lot more.
Well, I think they are lining things up for a second Battle of Athens, but we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see what happens with that. And I will circle back to you to find out about when we can talk about the breaking news another time.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me today.
Yes, my pleasure, Bill. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. There's no website to send you to for Stephen. Stephen sells nothing. All he does is fight cases. And he's sort of self-contained on that one, him and Alan. So thanks for joining me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming up next, it's time to stroll on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.